Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date, September 28th, 1954, and the title is Rustlers on Lazy D. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Rustlers on the Lazy D. In the Old West, as now, cowhands as a class were honest and loyal to their bosses. Seldom did you meet one who was dishonest or disloyal. But Jed Perrin and Sid Mosley of the Lazy D were the exceptions. As our story opens, Jed and Sid are riding toward the foothills of the Big Range country, some miles from the ranch house.
You sure them guns of yours are in working order, Sid?
Yeah, they're always in working order. The worst thing I'd have been dead for now.
You're getting quite a reputation as a gunman when you come up against this Cisco Kid. That's something else again.
I figure I'm just as fast with a gun as Cisco.
You may have a chance to find out, Sid, where most of Cisco's camp.
So the big boss sent for him, huh?
Yeah. Coben's beginning to suspect someone's running off his cattle.
But how could Ben suspect that?
It ain't no laughing matter, Sid. You and me stand to make a lot of money out of this cattle rustling.
Ben Coben doesn't suspect us. After all, you're his foreman, Jed.
I ain't worrying about Coben himself. I'm thinking of the Cisco Kid. That hombre's smarter than a bullwhip. Just the minute I overheard Coben telling his daughter that Cisco was camped out here, I knew why.
Did Coben come right out and say he'd sent for Cisco to run down the rustlers?
Sure, but he didn't know I was listening.
Well, you can quit worrying, Jed. As we get to his camp, I'll pick a fight with Cisco, and that'll be the end of him.
Ride to the rancho, Cisco?
No, Pancho, there is no need for that.
But Cisco...
The message I got from Senor Coben explained everything.
But Cisco...
Also, it said we'd better make our camp out here, well away from the rancho.
Why out here?
Because if the hombres who are rustling the senor's cattle saw us ride to the rancho, they might become suspicious.
But Cisco...
But what?
Maybe the hombre a good cook was with the young señorita.
So food is on your mind again, amigo, eh?
The food is on my mind.
I might have known it. But for the time being, catching those rustlers is more important than food. We have callers, Pancho.
Yeah, two hombres.
Buenas tardes, señores.
Buenas tardes, señores.
Howdy. I can't waste no time with a jet.
That's not like these two hombres, Cisco.
What is your errand here?
My name's Jed Perrin. I'm foreman of the Lazy D. You're the Cisco Kid, ain't you?
That is what I am called.
Pancho called Pancho.
I've been having trouble with rustlers lately. Me and Sid rode out here to invite you two mavericks to ride on.
Yeah, pronto, savvy?
We're not rustling no cattle, hombre. And you not say this.
Quieto, Pancho. When you bring us word from Senor Coben to ride on, we will do so, hombre. And not before.
And we'll carry out of here full of lead.
He threw the gun, Cisco.
You act tough, muchacho.
Muchacho? Why, you coyote...
Well, I do not think you are quite as tough as you seem.
Look out, Sid! You hit this...
This hombre has poor aim, Pancho. Does not know how to shoot a gun. Drop that gun, drop it.
No!
Pick it up, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. I'll get you for that.
You mean you will try, hombre?
One down, Cisco.
See,
two. Two down. How do you like the ground, hombre?
Break open their guns, Pancho. Throw away the cartridges.
Yes, Cisco.
All right, get up on your feet, you. You too. Now, get on those horses and get out of this camp. Give them back their empty guns, Pancho.
Empty guns.
We heard the last of this, Cisco.
But you ain't. Get on those horses.
Come on, Sid. Next time it'll be our turn.
Get up! Get up! Your Coben not send those hombres, Cisco?
No, of course not, Pancho.
Of course not.
They had some reason of their own for coming here. I think, after all, we'd better ride to the rancho, Chico. Senor Coburn should know about this, and soon.
When will Cisco and Pancho get here, Dad?
Well, they should be here by now.
Oh, but they're not.
Well, I don't mean here at the house. I mean they should have arrived out there by the fork of the trail. I roped them where to camp.
You didn't invite them to the house? Why, Dad?
Well, Cisco understands, Alma. Later, we'll give them our hospitality. At the moment, they're going to help us land those blasted rustlers. I think I'll ride out to the fork and see if Cisco and Pancho have arrived.
I'd like to go too, Dad.
Well, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't.
Do you think they'll remember me?
Well, you've become quite a young lady since they last saw you.
They'd better remember me.
Well, let's get to our horses, daughter.
All right.
Who are these riders?
Why, it's the sheriff, Dad, with the deputy and a couple of other men.
Whoa!
Afternoon, Sheriff. Boys?
Howdy, Coburn. Miss Alma.
Hello, Sheriff.
I'll come right to the point, Coburn. One of my boys reported seeing the Cisco kid camped on your land.
Oh, is that so, Sheriff?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that buzzard, though. We'll throw him off your land.
Cisco's all right, Sheriff. What do you mean, buzzard?
Well, Cisco's there because I sent for him.
What's that? You sent for him?
I sure did. You know, I've been having trouble with rustlers lately, and I want somebody to help me nab them.
Well, I told you I'd help you, Coburn, since I got a couple other jobs to tend to.
Yes, and meanwhile, I'm losing my cattle.
Yeah, but to get that Cisco kid to help you, why, blast it all, man. He's as like as not to steal your cattle himself.
That's enough of that, Sheriff. Cisco's a good friend of ours.
Alma just said what I was about to say.
Oh, so that's the way of it.
Yes, Sheriff. That's the way of it.
Now, let's go, boys. All I can say, Coburn, is you must be crazy to thrust that hombre. Get up! Get up!
We'll stop here for a minute, Ted. We can look back from the top of this pass and see what Cisco's going
to
do.
I know what I'm going to do to Cisco as soon as I get a shot at him.
Your jaw aches, huh?
Oh, plenty.
So does mine. Wait till I get these field glasses on that camp. Hey, him and his partner are saddling their horses, Sid.
Yeah? Where are they going?
How do you suppose I know? But if they should ride this way, there's no better place for us to wait for them than right here.
All right, we'll dry gulch them.
That's just what we'll do, Sid. I ain't gonna fool around anymore with that Cisco kid and...
Say, you're right, Miss Wade. Get on off your horse, Sid.
Yeah, good thing I brought my rifle along.
This time we'll make sure.
Never don't forget, the trail forks down below, Jed. What if they take that other trail?
We'll still get them. If they don't come up through here, the only other way they can get out of that canyon is through that cattle trail in the canyon walls.
Uh-huh.
We can get over there in plenty of time to gun them down.
We go up to the pass, Cisco?
No, Pancho, we're going to take this other trail.
It's a longer way to the rancho by this trail, Cisco.
Si, but sometimes, Chico, the longest way is the shortest way.
You did everything you could be. Huh? The longest way, the shortest way?
Si.
The longest way, the shortest... Pancho not go to school very much, Cisco, but Pancho always thinks...
What I mean, Pancho, is this.
The longest way, the shortest way.
No. It might be safer for us to take this trail we are now on.
Oh. Why safer, Cisco?
Oh, you have eyes in your head, amigo. You want to use them all.
Hmm?
The trail of those two hombres who called at our camp went up through the pass.
See. And the hombres not like us, huh?
Indeed, they do not. In fact, they like us so little, they might try to shoot us down from ambush.
See, the draggles.
So, we are taking the longer trail to the rancho.
Riders up ahead, Cisco.
Oh, I see a number of them. Oh, they're
Loco, slow down, Loco. The sheriff, Cisco.
You know, as I recall this Sheriff Pancho, he did not care very much for us.
Oh, Pancho, remember? Sheriff think we bandidos.
Well, I will give him credit for this much, Chico.
What?
He was honest in thinking so.
He was?
But that still does not make him our friend.
He not bother us. We tell him to see your Coburn sent for us, no?
No.
No?
We tell him nothing of the kind, Pancho.
Why?
Whatever talking is done about that must be done by Senor Coburn himself.
Oh, whoa!
What are you doing in this country, Cisco?
Oh, we are riding around, Senor Sheriff, just looking things over.
Yeah, we like this country, Sheriff.
How long you been here?
Well, I do not exactly know.
Come on, answer my question.
Well, It is possible that we arrived this morning.
Look, you, I ain't interested in what's possible. I want to know how long you've been here.
That is the only answer I can give you, Senor Sheriff.
And I take that to mean you've been here a lot longer than that. Looking over Coburn's cattle, maybe, huh?
No, Senor Sheriff. We are not looking over anyone's cattle.
I don't believe that. All right, get your hands up, both of you.
Point that gun the other way, no?
Hey, come on, quick. Up with them.
Very well, Senor Sheriff. We will do as you say.
Get down off them horses.
What for?
I said get down. Deputy, put the handcuffs on these two hombres.
Right, Sheriff.
You boys make a circle around these two.
Stay where you are, all of you. If this is your idea of a joke, Sheriff, it is not mine.
Not mine, neither.
For what reason did you order the deputy to put handcuffs on Pancho and me?
I'm taking you both in on suspicion of cattle rustling, Cisco.
Pancho, wheel your horse when I give the word.
Si, Cisco.
You hombre, don't get down off them horses.
Si, Sheriff, anything you say.
Now, Pancho. Get them guns out, boys. Let them have it.
It's hard to think it's that quiet around here, Cisco.
Hey, but our horses are faster than his, Pancho. We'll have to ride up through that pass after all.
Up through the pass! More shots, Cisco!
Hey, and those shots are coming from the top of the pass, Pancho. Hold them,
hold! Hold up, hold up, hold!
Get down, boys!
Madre mia, Pancho. We are caught between two fires.
What do we do, Cisco? What do we do?
At the moment, Chico, I do not know. But we must do something at once, for those hombres are sure to kill.
With bullets coming at them from two directions, Cisco and Pancho are really in trouble. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Rustlers on the Lazy Deed. Because of cattle rustling on his ranch, Ben Coburn has sent for Cisco. Learning of this, Coburn's foreman, Jed Perrin, who with gunman Sid Mosley is doing the rustling, prepares an ambush for Cisco and Pancho. And finally, the sheriff, angered because Coburn enlisted the aid of Cisco, starts out to arrest our friends. Escaping from the sheriff, Cisco and Pancho rode unsuspectingly back towards the ambush. Now, caught in the canyon between the two factions.
What we do, Cisco? What we do?
We cannot go forward. We cannot go back, Pancho. The hombres are on the only two trails I know of out of this canyon.
We not stay here. We get killed.
Wait. There's a narrow trail that leads through the canyon walls. An old cattle trail, Pancho.
We take that trail, Cisco?
Hey, and right now. Up, Diablo. Come on.
Go, go now. Pass that team nothing but canyon walls, Cisco.
I believe the trail is right ahead of us, amigo.
Stay across, boys. We're trying to get away. Cut them off from our stage.
They take a shortcut, Cisco. They got the fast horses.
Hey, but we have faster horses, Chico.
Diablo, here
we are. Go, go,
say, we are on the old cattle trail now, Pancho. But the race will be close.
Too close.
Sheriff may get to the opening of the walls before we do. Diablo, here
we are. Logo, get there first, no? The deputy draw the gun, Cisco. He take the aim at you.
We will give the deputy something to think about, Pancho.
Knock the sombrero right over his head, Cisco. The deputy slow down now.
There's the trail opening, Pancho. Just ahead of us. Come on, into it, Diablo.
Same place, Logo.
We have beaten them to it, amigo. Let us not slow down.
Faster, more bullets.
See, from those other hombres. They are above us, Pancho.
Diablo!
Go, 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 go! The bullets not hit us now, Cisco.
We are out of range, Pancho, I'm glad to say. That was just about as close a call as we ever had. But let us keep going and get to the rancho as soon as we can.
Blasted, oh, we missed them, Sid.
Yeah, mighty hard shooting down into that canyon from up here, Jed. Especially the target going as fast as Cisco was.
Where's that sheriff's posse gone?
We can't get up here. Not without going clear around the bluff and then riding up.
I was wondering if I heard us shooting at Cisco.
I don't know. It appears to me they were so busy with their own shooting they couldn't notice. Hey. Hey, wait a minute. Who are these two riders, Jed?
Maybe it's Cisco and his partner. Better get on your horse, Sid.
Yeah, couldn't be Cisco. He couldn't get up here this quick. Hey, it's Coburn and his daughter. You better get out of here, Jed.
No. Might as well have a showdown right now.
What do you mean, the showdown?
We might as well take them two prisoners and run off a big herd of Coburn's cattle.
Yeah, why not? Then get out of the country.
That's what we'll do, Sid. There's an old adobe hut right close by.
The range riders used to use it for a bunkhouse in bad weather. We'll tie them up and leave them there.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we better leave them so they won't talk, huh?
We'll see.
Get ready. Here we are.
Whoa. Hey, what's all this shooting going on over this way?
Dad, it's Jed Perrin and Sid Mosley.
Yeah, so I see. Well, you two are supposed to be riding herd right now. What are you doing out this way?
Get the bridle of our horse, Sid.
Right.
What we're supposed to be doing and what we are doing are two different things, Coben.
Here, you let go of that bridle.
Now, I'll give an order, ma'am. Come on, get down off that horse.
Let me go, you...
Come down, I said.
Oh! Why, you two scoundrels!
Don't whip him, Jed.
That's just what I'm going to do right now.
That'll hold him for a while. What about that girl?
He's going to fall off a horse. Must have knocked her out. Shall we finish them both, Jed?
No. We'll just tie him up and leave him in that old adobe. And we'll go after them cattle.
Come on, get busy.
The senorita and other rancho, Cisco.
That is true. They were not, Pancho.
It don't be too dark to trail them, no?
We'll follow their tracks as long as we can.
Tracks lead right back to the country they ride from, Cisco.
See, only this is up on the bluff. Wait, Pancho, hold them. Hold.
Wait, Pancho. Hold.
Senor and the senorita stopped here.
Hmm?
I will take a closer look at those tracks.
And Pancho have the look, too.
Senor dismounted from his horse and walked over to here.
See, to here.
And here are two other sets of tracks. Hombres.
Mm-hmm.
There's signs of a fight here, Pancho.
Not good for the senor, senorita.
Anything but good. Mm-hmm. I am not certain, Pancho, but I would say the senor and the senorita were taken prisoner.
Huh?
Tracks lead that way. All right, back to your horse, Pancho.
Back to the horse. They get more dark all the time.
Unless we find them in the next few moments, we will not find them tonight.
Pancho thinks he's going to find them.
I'm not so sure. Up, Yellow. Come on.
Hold on. Two hombres, maybe the hombres were shooting us, Cisco.
That is my own thought, too, Chico. Yeah, what is that ahead of us?
It's old adobe.
Tracks lead right in that direction, Pancho. No, they're both. Just in case this may be another ambush, Pancho, we will walk the rest of the way.
I can hear nothing from the adobe.
It's the same we were walking quietly.
Being quiet.
Right, Pancho. You wait here.
Wait for what, Cisco?
Until I call you. I am going into that adobe hut in a rush. You wait here.
All right, go.
Pancho, come in here, quickly. Look.
Santo, the senorita.
Bound hand and foot and gag. You free the senorita. I'll free the senor. Here, help you. There, senor.
There, senorita. You free.
Oh, both wonder if we ain't glad to see you, Cisco and Pancho.
Solo brute. They're after our cattle, Dad.
After the cattle? How do you know?
Well, I pretended to be unconscious, but I wasn't. I heard them say they were going after the cattle.
The first thing to do is to get both of you back to your rancho.
Well, we're all right, Cisco. If only if we get after those two scoundrels, Perrin and Moulton.
Somebody's coming.
Here's the sheriff, Cisco.
That's Cisco's horse, boys. Out of the adobe.
The sheriff will give you an escort home, senor, senorita. Tell me, quickly, where are your cattle?
Over in the valley beyond the next foothill south, Cisco.
Cisco, you and your partner in there. Come out with your hands high.
See, Sheriff, we'll be right out.
No, Cisco, the sheriff doesn't trust you. He might arrest
you. I'll talk to him. Cut out that kind of talk, Sheriff.
That's you, Coburn?
Yes, you're wrong about Cisco.
No, I ain't. Trouble is with you, Coburn. You're too trusting.
Do not argue with the sheriff, Senor Coburn. Time is passing and those rustlers may be getting away with your cattle.
But Cisco...
Do not worry, Senorita. It's too dark for them to do any accurate shooting. Run for your horse, Pancho.
Pancho, run, Cisco.
Well, Cisco!
We are coming out, Sheriff, now!
Cattle!
There's the herd, Pancho. Hold it up. Fire down there, Pancho.
Nobody's cooked some supper, no?
See. Pancho, those are the two hombres who came to our camp. One of them is Senor Coburn's foreman.
Was the foreman, Cisco?
I stand corrected, Chico. You are right. He was the foreman. Now, let us go after them, Pancho. You ready?
Pancho, ready, Cisco.
We'll get down there as quietly as possible so as not to stomp people's cattle. Come on, Diablo.
Come on.
See, I believe they are, amigo.
They not see us yet, Cisco.
But they will any moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do, there is going to be a fight.
Big fight.
Now, Pancho, the form is turning this way.
Hey, Sid, get your guns out quick.
Oh, by thunder. It's the Cisco kid.
Oh, they'll hold.
Hold. Say, hombre, it is the Cisco kid.
You. You going to draw those guns?
Yeah. Yeah, I am, Cisco.
Hey, look out, Cisco.
Oh!
Great smokes, Sid. You shot the gun right out of your hand.
I'll get him burning with my fist.
So you still want to fight, eh? Very well.
Get it out of this cat.
Sure will. Pancho, get in this too,
no? No, Pancho. Keep an eye on those cattle in case they stampede.
They ain't a stampede. That's the shot. They ain't a stampede, Cisco.
Just the same. What then?
I got him, Sid.
You got nothing, Omri. Nothing except my fist and your jaw. And now you, Omri. This is for you.
That'll end the fight, Cisco.
See. But it does not end the troubles of these two hombres. We'll take them back to the rancho, amigo, and let Senor Coburn turn them over to the sheriff. Perhaps now the sheriff will believe you and I are not the cattle rustlers.
Well, Cisco, I must say you did a fine job of stopping the rustling on my spread.
Gracias, Senor Coburn. I'm glad Pancho and I could be of help.
Cisco! He doesn't usually apologize for what he's done out here in this country. I've got to apologize to you.
Senor Sheriff, let us say nothing more about the incident. Suppose we consider it closed.
I think that's best for all of us.
See. I wondered what happened to Pancho.
Oh, Pancho couldn't keep away from the cookhouse. He's over there with my daughter, Alma. Well, I guess everything's about ready. Here comes Alma and Pancho to get us.
Well, I think we're ready to eat. Is everybody hungry?
If everybody hungry like Pancho, they ain't not waste time talking about it.
Pancho, watch your manners.
Oh, that's all right, Cisco. Pancho was telling me how to cook frijoles.
First you got to get the frijoles, and then you put them in a pan of water. That's how Pancho makes the best frijoles in the whole world. Now, after the frijoles soak in the water...
I'm afraid, Pancho, that the food will be getting cold.
That's right, Pancho. Suppose you tell us about it as we eat, huh?
Si, Senor Coburn. Pancho tells you about it after we eat.
All right, let's get going. I think we're all hungry. Coming, Cisco and Alma?
You all go ahead, Dad. Cisco and I will be along in a minute.
We'll be waiting at the table for you.
Well, senorita?
You know, Cisco, no man ever looked quite as good to me as you did when you came into that adobe.
Oh, it's nice to hear, senorita.
Well, I mean,
gracias.
And, nothing ever took quite so much courage as what I'm going to do now, Cisco.
And, what is that?
Just a little expression of gratitude, Cisco. Just this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita. Hey, Pancho.
Senorita Alma, a wonderful cook, Cisco.
She is a wonderful cook. One of the best.
And she reminds Pancho of Porfirio's uncle Sanchez.
She reminds you of Porfirio's uncle Sanchez?
Yes, because Sanchez is a good cook like her.
Oh, a good cook?
He was a good cook.
Well, is he not still a good cook, Chico?
No, Cisco. Porfirio's uncle Sanchez got killed by a weasel.
Pancho.
Si.
People do not get killed by weasels.
Porfirio's uncle Sanchez do.
He got killed by a weasel?
Si.
Well, then tell me, how did he get killed by a weasel?
It's easy, Cisco.
Well, tell me.
Porfirio's uncle Sanchez walk on the railroad track.
Si.
Train come along, he not hear the weasel.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.